Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. It is such a beautiful sunny day here in California, and I'm going to put on some of the best punk rock music you ever wanted to hear. All the way from Congleton, you
sitting in the back of the way for a man to come. It's a sign of the time that you feel like you need a gun. There's a man in the corner, says he's doing time. We're all the same, you read between the lines. Checking the mirror, I'm looking alright. This is living, this is alright. Give me a place, I can go home. Read a beating, sign the blood on the city breakdown. The city breakdown. The city breakdown.
conservative. Snuck up on me. I didn't know that one was in there with a double track. Okay, so we've got Bleed, Punk Degenerates from Yorkshire. And here we go, Nobody's Fool.
We don't
more Vomit Punk Generation.
Fuck yourself. You made a post about that wedding. No one cares about your ugly ass, kid. You're not sick, but it's another young fuck. You're not that funny, your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friendship, connections, your new relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friend. Thumbs up for your wider problems. My post fly over your head. You train wreck. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. And don't fuck yourself.
We suck, we suck, we suck, we suck, we suck. Sometimes.
Your choice, take
Whip
one.
Whip some skull on me, baby. Guest that just came on, Doug Moody. Good morning, Mr. Moody.
Good morning. How is everybody today?
Well, we've been pumping out some Brit UK punks, punk degenerates from Bleed and Vomit from Coggleton, and let's see, it's not so quiet on the Yorkshire front.
Well, I was woken up by the dog. He was barking. He wanted to go out, And the next thing I know, it said radio, and here I am. Good morning, everybody. I don't know who's on what, but it's a lovely morning
here. Who's on first?
You are, of course. You're the number one spark that keeps everything going. I love having you as running Mystic and running my life. And I'm 92 years old, so I need all the help I can get to keep Mystic going. And you're doing it, and the groups are helping you. So as long as we keep pumping out punk, and you know what P-U-N-K stands for? People
United Kick Ass. That's right. Then they do. And here's some Manifest Destiny.
Get ready.
Middle America, recorded at Mystic Studios, 1980-something, Manifest Destiny. And, you know, Doug, there's nothing like the sound of the old Mystic Studio.
No, we were very lucky in I built a studio made of redwood, and I also had all of the microphone leads, solid silver wire, that came, incidentally, it was recovered from Pearl Harbor from when the boats got blown up. I was in a naval yard in San Francisco, and they were selling off boxes and boxes of wire that had been under the sea and had been recovered from the battleships. So I bought some boxes at $2 a pound. One of the boxes had the instruments of the band that was playing the national anthem when the boat was hit by a bomb in the magazine and it blew up that boat, that famous boat, you know. And I have the instrument that the men were playing at that time of 1941, December the 7th, at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Pearl Harbor, yep. Well, the Mystic sound is beautiful, no matter where you got the wires from, the gold and silver wires. That's quite a cool story. But, you know, the Mystic sound is beautiful, and you know, we've got Faction here, too, that was recorded there at the studio.
Anyone dying, leaving you to run my life. Weapons stretch running through your head. You're not a mama, brother, even a wife. Go ahead and press the clown.
Recorded at Mystic Studio, I Believe in Me. So, Doug Moody, is there any way you would begin building another studio with the redwood and the copper and or gold and silver wires, starting with oak?
Well,
could you line it with redwood?
You could take pine, white pine, which is how we recorded the Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
The sound of their amplifier is bounced off of white pine, which gives
you...
Well,
we have a lot of white pine trees up here. Maybe we could use some of those,
I would suggest the building a studio of white pine with ruffled walls, angled walls, like the Abbey Road Studio, which is really a ballroom for 100 dancers. And
never been there, never seen it.
Yes, you did. You see Abbey Road with the Beatles walking on a Belisha Beacon walk for pedestrians, black and white steps. That's the entrance to the old ballroom, which is called Abbey Road.
Right, but I never saw inside the Abbey Road Studios.
Describe it to you. It's around the 1700s. It was a ballroom with scalloped walls, all wood and curtains, and you could make it for 100 musicians or 4 and still get that gorgeous sound out of Abbey Road Studios.
Wow.
I was there.
The 1700s? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a ballroom. It's a... not anything else other than a gigantic ballroom from the 1700s. And it survived the war. Anyway, what I'm telling you is that if you have a sheet of white pine, say a quarter of an inch thick, not a real
a quarter inch thick is good, okay.
And it doesn't have to be thick. I used to use like 3-foot squares and put them in front of the amplifier and bounce the sound and record the sound coming off a piece of wood. You can get a beautiful... vocal sound of an amplifier if you don't use these sawdust and wood imitation boxes that amplifiers are in today. You've got to have the box made of white pine, and it will give you around a 600 crossover, and you will hear the most beautiful sounds come out of your speaker bouncing off of white pine. Okay? Hello?
Yes? Where'd you go?